confrontational. Confrontational. Hate to fight, so I try to keep things rational. Ain't got no grudge, ain't no chip on my shoulder. I enjoy my life, cause I know I'm getting older. We do it for the sixth string. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside me. We do this for a living, but we do it for the sixth string. Thing so hard it seems impossible. Once you are famous, you think that you're unstoppable. Ain't about the money, the girls, or the fame. It's about being a motivator through the lyrics that you sing. Like, I don't want to be famous, I just want to be proud. I just want to be able to say what I'm feeling without always feeling like I'm the odd one. Right. I don't want to be in the spotlight, I want to be in the crowd. I wanna be in the only spot we can crank this shit up loud. We do it for the sixth string. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside me. We do this for a living, but we do it for the sixth string. We do it for the sixth string. We do it for the harmony and melody. Music lives inside.
Has an agenda that they're gonna serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running
are
in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star.
Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to
tell? Come after the ball.
Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving metropolis of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show. Show featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Hey, it's Bill, and you're tuned into the Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer, right here on PARockShow.com, MegaRockRadio.net, 107.1 FM St. Louis, Missouri, AltRockRadio.ca in Toronto, Canada, XRPRadio.co UK across the pond, RootaRootRadio.com on the beaches of California, and buildtoscene.com. I'm sure I'm forgetting one because I always do, but this time I remembered my own, so that's a plus. This is episode number 510, and with me tonight is Chris Thunderwolf Dotson from Wolf's Customs. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
It's going well. I do have to ask right off the bat, though. Thunderwolf, are you Native American?
Yes. I have Native blood in me.
Cool.
and was given to the name Thunderwolf was given to me by an actual elder.
Very cool.
Yeah.
My wife has, I think, Cherokee in her bloodline.
That's what I've got, Cherokee also. That's awesome.
But not I. I'm mostly German and I have an Italian last name. It's weird.
Hey.
And I look Irish.
No, hey, no worries. We don't judge here at Wolf Customs.
So let's give a little bit of background information on what you do at Wolf's Customs. And I'm going to shut up and let you tell it because I'm sure you can do it way better than I can.
Okay. Depending on how far you want to go back, got my first guitar, I think, when I was like 13 or 14 years old. Wanted to play and started doing lessons, and I didn't like the lessons, so I quit lessons. Of course, I'm old enough that, you know, Eddie was the spotlight in Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted a guitar that looked like it was on the wall. Of course, mine was blue, so I had to compromise and use different colors. But thank God I had model paint around and one thing.
I did that to my first goalie mask.
Right on, man. And so, you know, it went from there. And, you know, because I was so young then, it was never a thing to pursue from then. But later on, you know, I got married, had two kids, and I wound up getting a couple more guitars. And one of them, the first one I refinished was in a flip-flop. Kind of chameleon color from Paint Cans, and I'm like, yeah, this is what I want to do. So I took it from there, and since then it's taken time because I work full time. This is my business is on the side of full time because I'm not a big, you know, full-blown business yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always out there seeking and coming up with new ideas to do and to offer, you know, anybody, you know, whether guitar players, bass players, now drummers. I'm doing stuff now that, you know, especially with my Holoflash, I know I'm not the only one that does it. You know, Kramer Guitars started it in the 80s. But I think my technique is unique compared to what they put out in the 80s. And I'm putting it on multiple things besides just guitar.
We were talking off the air about the first drum kit that you did. You want to tell that story?
The what? I'm sorry?
The Keith Hawkins drum kit.
The drum? Oh, for Keith Hawkins.
Yes.
Yes. Keith used to be on Lumen Baldy's Rock and Roll Circus. He contacted me and he was like, hey, I've got a drum I want to send you to do the Holoflash on. I said, sure. I said, bring it on and send it to me. And I had some troubles at first, just with the curves of the drum. I didn't think it was going to be a metal drum because you know, all guitars are wood based.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm used to doing. But I figured out, and I got through it, and he's just amazed. He is actually, thinking about wanting to do more. Shout out to Keith Hawkins and Lee Lombardi.
I've had Lou and Lily both on. Well, I've had Lou on Three Questions in a Song, and I've had Lily on the Pennsylvania Rock Show, this show. I haven't had Keith on, but that could change. I am currently holding in my hand right now a guitar pick that you hollow flashed for me. So when I do the video, I'm going to do a short video, I think, just explaining who you are and what we talked about and post it later. But I'm going to show off your guitar pick, and I'm also going to show off your business card.
I just had new ones made.
With the updated phone number?
Yeah, updated phone number. Also, my wife, Raven, she designed my logo. If nobody's figured it out, if you look at the Wolf's Customs logo, it's in the shape of a guitar. If you look at it.
I realize that now. I didn't.
And then on my new business cards, the back side, she did everything totally by hand and set it up. She's also part of Wolf's Customs. She is more of an artist than I am. You know, I can only draw stick figures. That's why I paint and do hollow flash. But, no, we do custom paint jobs, artistry. I mean, you know, everything. You know, you want, if you like the hollow flash and you want it on something and it's flat, preferably black, PM me, you know. Everything I've tried it on, it works. And I guarantee it, if that for some reason it was to rub off or wear off, you send it back to me, I'll rehome and flash it for you.
Awesome. His Facebook page is facebook.com/wolfscustoms. It's an easy one to remember. And the website is wolfscustoms.online. I have it on my secondary monitor. I was prepared for once. If you have not listened before, I'm normally not very prepared, which is part of what makes it charming, right?
We've had a rough night.
Yes, we have. But we got to figure it out. Skype wouldn't cooperate. So then I pulled out my mixer, which is what we're doing now. I don't do this very often, but Chris has actually called into my cell phone, which is running through my mixer. If anybody wants to know how to do that, don't ask me. I'll send you a video if you do.
I just to add, I also have Instagram.
Okay.
To let everybody know.
Is it also Wolf's Customs?
Wolf's Customs 1. Okay. So they can look me up there.
I'm gonna have to follow you on Instagram too.
Yeah.
So I tell you what, how about we'll take a short break and we'll play a couple of tracks. And then when we come back, cool. I'll get into those oddball questions I warned you about.
Right on.
Hey, so up next, we're going to go outside the borders of Pennsylvania. I haven't done that in a while. And we're going to listen to a band called Scar. They have a new track they sent me. It's called Butterfly That Stings. And then we're going to listen to my current favorite song. My favorite song changes a lot because I get a lot of music sent to me. But my current one is from a band in the Monongahela Valley in Pennsylvania. It's the Existential Gentleman, and the song is called Back Home. So we're going to listen to Scar and Existential Gentleman, and we will be right back with Chris Dotson.
Rock on! Devil's horns with angel wings.
but I never learned my place. In heaven, help me find my way. Bad God in hell, keep me come what may. I'm heavy, so uncool, but maybe that's okay with you. Good God, I never got my due.
Okay, so you just heard Butterfly That Stings by Scar and the song Back Home by Existential Gentleman. If you're just tuning in with me, you missed Chris Thunderwolf Dotson talking about his custom guitar, bass, drum, whatever you wish to Hollow Flash company. That should be your tagline. Whatever you wish to Hollow Flash. So I warned him. Now I'm going to ask him some of my crazy questions. And those of you that have listened to the show know what's coming. Chris probably hasn't listened to enough to be prepared.
I think I'll be able to handle it, but we'll see.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start off with an easy one. We'll do a cliche one. So, Chris, if you had an hour to sit on that bench that everybody talks about and talk to anybody from the history of the world, Who would you want to sit with, and what would you ask them about?
Let me make sure I heard you right. If I had to sit on a bench with any, what, would you say musician?
Anybody at all.
And ask them anything?
Mm-hmm.
First person that comes to mind would be Dimebag Darrell from Pantera.
Okay. And what would you ask him?
Well, I've seen him multiple times in concert, and I've never got to meet him. Definitely a go-to guitar god of mine. Really, I don't know. I would still be in awe, like, you know, holy crap. I'm getting to meet you in person. Which is weird because I've met Steve Vai.
Oh, cool.
And, I met him after a concert me and my wife went to. And, he met us after the show with his son Fire and autographed the CD for me, autographed my arm, which I turned into a tattoo. So probably that would be the other thing. You know, if Dimebag could come back and I could talk to him, we'd just sit down, shoot the shit, pardon my French.
That one's okay.
Say, you know, give me your autograph on this other arm so I can get it tattooed also.
So I am kind of along that lines. I one time met Gene Simmons, and I won't tell the whole story because I told it on the station before, but it was on a whim. He was doing a book signing in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. And I worked at Kennywood Park, which is an amusement park just outside Pittsburgh. And I decided I was going to wait in that line, meet Gene Simmons in my Kennywood uniform, and then go to work. And I was late, and nobody believed that's what I was doing.
Right on.
But I have a book that he signed.
There you go. Yeah.
But, okay, next question for you.
Okay.
First of all, I noticed your email address that you emailed me earlier was SteelerFan. So I have to give you a thumbs up for that one. All right. Pittsburgh Steelers?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Born and raised.
Really?
Yeah. I was, I can't remember how it came along. You know, going to be 47, so I was born in 73. But something, my father is not a Steelers fan. My mother is not a Steelers fan. They spoil them now that I'm a Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, I think there just must have had to been a game on the TV when I was little. And it must have been just seeing the black and the gold. And I'm like, I'm going to be a Steelers fan. Once I figured out that I'm a football fan.
Uh-huh.
And, diehard fans. I've got a Steelers hat. I've gone that far.
my first football number was 52. See if you can figure out who that was.
Oh my God, 52. Is that,
it's a Hall of Famer.
Mean Joe Green?
No. Wrong side of the ball. It was Mike Webster.
Man.
I played center.
You're throwing me for a loop.
See, I told you this wasn't going to be like a normal interview.
No, that's cool.
Yeah. Mike Webster. And then, actually, that was my second. I wore 77 my first year because they didn't let me choose. But anyway, okay, here we go. Next question.
Okay, next one. Yeah, bring it.
If I was flipping through my social studies book, and a little pre-story here, I teach 5th through 7th grade social studies currently. And
really?
I do. And 4th through 7th grade science, but that's not important for the question. I was flipping through it last year, and I stopped on a page, and there was a picture that looked exactly like my college roommate, except the guy died in the 50s and my college roommate was born in 76. So clearly not him. But if I found Chris Thunderwolf Dotson in my social studies book down the road, what will that section of that social studies book be about?
Well, if anybody was like willing to do something like that about me, for one, and put it in a social studies book, it would depend on how in depth that we went. You know, I'm 47 young, but I've lived some crap in my life, you know. Thank God more good than bad. And I think it would probably, you know, one of the major things would be, you know, about my two kids. Just how I'm trying to, you know, and now just, you know, trying to get my business going to where, you know, mm-hmm. I could stop a full-time job and do this constantly, you know, before I have to retire. You know, I don't know, man. That was a good one.
See, you thought you were going to be
thinking
ready
about that one all day, haven't you?
That one is one of my go-tos. See, what happens is being a teacher, I hear a lot of questions, and then I take them and I twist them so that they work on the show. Like that one, the story behind it is my college roommate. Here, I'll give you another one. This one was asked at a social studies curriculum meeting.
Oh my God, you killed me.
If you could go back in time and follow any one band around for a full year, which band would you choose to follow around and why that band?
Any band.
Any band.
Oh my God. Dude, that's so, I love so much. I love so much music. I say I've got a broad, you know, like range besides rap and like country, like newer stuff. You know, I remember like my grandpa playing the original, you know, old school country, which was great, you know, growing up as a kid. Country now, I can't listen to it.
That's because
somebody else is playing it. I can stand it, but
that's because it's really pop music now.
Yeah. It will never be on my radio. Yeah. You know, it won't be on my computer. I won't be playing it. Same with rap. Old school rap was great.
Back in the 90s, I'm a little younger than you, not much. I'm 43.
I'm talking 80s rap.
But my favorite rap bands, my favorite rap bands were Run DMC
mm-hmm.
and the Fat Boys.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Fat Boys?
Yeah.
They had that movie. The movie is what introduced me to them. It was called Disorderlies. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's hilarious.
Luke Skywalker, you know, mm-hmm. They had the song Amtrak. They call it the train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that old school rap was fine. I liked it back then. New rap now gone. New country isn't really country anymore. Some of it is, but. You know, if somebody's playing it, I'm not paying attention to it. You know, I'm old school, classic and metal.
So which band do you think that you would follow? I know it's tough to narrow down.
man, see, that's what makes it so tough, because growing up, I loved Zeppelin. Yeah, and I still do.
The trick to this is you pick a band that has an opener that you also wanted to see.
Right. Well, I haven't seen Zeppelin, so bring them back. Yeah. I'm a guitar player, so I would love to see Jimmy play live. You know, but I love metal too, and Pantera, you know, it's just amazing seeing them live at least 6 times. Before the tragedy, you know. I even go even harder with like Death and Slayer, and I love Megadeth, Metallica before their Black album. All the stuff they did before Black was amazing. And then they changed, you know. It's really hard to, you know, you just gotta have, you know, if you're music lover, just, you know, you gotta have, you know, your options on the bands these days. Because mm-hmm. they've got it, some of them have to change to keep going. Yeah. Look at Aerosmith.
It's funny you bring them up. They are a band that was saved by a rap artists, Run DMC. They were on their way out.
Yeah, they were huge in the 70s. And then what they do? In the 80s, they formed with Run DMC, yep. Which was great. It was great. That was a great compilation that they did together.
But, I think maybe one or two more questions for you.
Okay. I'm game. This is actually kind of fun.
And the other thing I want to mention, because you keep bringing up Pantera, there's a local band not far from here called Skell that does a very, very good cover of Walk. I'm going to play some original Skell tonight, too. I'm not sure what song yet, but we're going to play some Skell.
I'd love to hear them.
Next question.
If they sound like Pantera, I'd love to hear them. Yeah.
So let's see. I'm always geared towards musicians, so you're gonna give me a second to think of a question that I can apply.
And, you know, I still call myself a musician because I still play, but I haven't been in a band for 20 years. I still call myself a musician because I still play at home.
Here, I have another movie question. Came from a movie. If you were in the movie Almost Famous and you're playing the lead character who's following the band around and trying to write the article for Rolling Stone, what band do you wish would be your first article to write? So, like, they put them out there as a freelancer, said, you know, if you do this article well, then we'll talk to you about bringing you on. Who would you want to write that article about? See, I'm giving you a second chance. You said Led Zeppelin on the first one.
So, there's a movie. I'm going to be in a movie.
And your job in that movie is to follow a band around on tour and basically do a big review about them.
I would skip on Led Zeppelin because they've already done a lot of videos and stuff already. But if I could go back in time and actually do that, that'd be awesome. But, and same with like Pantera, you know, mm-hmm. they've done a lot of videos, live videos on the road, this and that. I would have to say Pantera so I could be able to hang with Dimebag before he died.
Cool. Yeah. Let's see. Last question. What can I?
The last one?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're down to the last one?
Yep. We're at 27 minutes right now.
Oh, my God. No way.
It doesn't feel like it, right?
Any more. We got to keep it going.
Here we go. This one is easy to apply to you because I don't have to change it at all. If you could take an album that you absolutely love, that you listen to from first track to the last track, and completely forget about it, which sounds terrible, right? What do you mean you want me to forget my favorite album? So I want you to forget about it so that you can listen to it again for the very first time and have that aha moment again. What album would you describe that way?
So, an album I've already heard that I love, and I can listen to first song to the last song,
mm-hmm.
and then forget about it.
So that you can hear it for the first time again. Kind of like Yogi Bear is deja vu all over again.
then re-love it.
Correct.
Like 5 years later, you don't hear anything off that album.
Right. It's completely erased from your mind, like Total Recall.
And all of a sudden, you hear that album again. You're like, damn, that's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. How do you come up with this? Yeah.
That was awesome. That one came from a Facebook post. I can't remember what the original topic was, but it came from a Facebook post.
That's good. Man, I love so much music that's gotta make me think. Really. I mean you want a quick answer? I would say Led Zeppelin, Black Dog.
My answer, I don't know if I've ever given it. I've asked that question a lot. Mine would be Destroyer by Kiss.
Oh, my God. That's where we go.
That's where we
split ways.
Ah, you're not a Kiss fan. All
you're not a Kiss fan?
I said, you're not a Kiss fan?
No.
No.
Oh, no, no. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at that album, probably the songs that you, as a non-Kiss fan, know came off of that album. Like Rock and Roll All Night is on there. Detroit Rock City is on there. Beth is on there. Yeah, those are, you know.
I know plenty of them. I'm a guitar player. I know plenty of them. We even did, you should know this. Being a Kiss guy. Do You Love Me?
Oh, my wife likes that song?
Yeah.
I don't turn it off, but it's not my favorite song. But anyway.
Back when I was in a band, we actually played this song. And when it came to the solo part of the song, me and the other guitar player would pick each other's guitar strings during the solo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That was the only thing I was like.
If you're going to make me play this, we're going to do something cool with it.
I'm like, okay, I'll do it if we do this. I like Heaven's on Fire.
Oh, yeah.
If I
could sing, I almost sang that. And then I remembered I'm a terrible singer and nobody wants to hear that.
Right?
But
yeah.
Oh, no. Heaven's on fire. I'm not going to sing.
Yeah. If I sing, it's only backing up. But yeah, I haven't been in a band for 25 years or more.
I lied. I have one more question for you.
Oh, there's one more?
There is. This is an easy one, though.
Oh.
Why don't you tell everybody, if you don't mind, how to get a hold of you one more time so that they can check out your Hollow Flash and get you some business.
Right on. Obviously, the easiest, go to Facebook, look up just type in Wolf's Customs. I also have Instagram, Wolf's Customs 1. I actually have a website which doesn't get updated as much as the Facebook or Instagram, because it takes more work. I appreciate if anybody is that is interested in any of my work, that they text, just because I do work full-time job. And because of right now, you know, with everything going on, Wolf's is, you know, it's part-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll come home from my main job, and that's when I work on everything I do for whoever.
That's exactly how I do Build the Scene and all the stuff I do for bands. It's all at night.
Yeah.
Really early in the morning because I didn't go to bed yet.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, in Holoflesh, it doesn't take long. You know, you want a guitar body done, just the front. By the time I've got it in my hands, it's what it should be. I can Holoflesh it in 2 nights and ship it the third day.
Nice. That does bring up one last question. I know that Lou keeps saying that you're doing a guitar for him. Has he sent it to you yet?
Who's that?
Lou.
I'm sorry, it's still
Lou Lombardi.
Oh, Lou?
Yes.
No, he hasn't. No. And he's not wanting a Holoflesh. He's wanting a custom paint.
When it's the custom paint, is that Raven's part of the deal, or because you did say stick figures?
it's going to depend on what. See, that's the only thing with Lou. He hasn't. From what I get, he just wants to send it, and you just do whatever. So
that's very trusting.
You know, I'm like, well, you know, I I've been with you on the podcast for, you know, however many years, but what do you want? You know, he won't.
I've gotten one thing custom painted, and I knew exactly what I wanted, and it came out awesome. My dad and I had to do the prep work, and we had to do the finishing work, but the artist painted my goalie mask, and she hand-painted it. She was a mural painter, and she painted the Spider-Man 3 logo, the big silver spider that was on the red and faded to black. I had it out today. I haven't played goal in a while, but I pulled it out today, so... Now I'm like, man, I should really play again because this mask needs to be seen.
Right on. Hell yeah.
My wife will kill me if she hears me say that.
Hey, I won't tell her.
All right, so this has been episode number 510 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. Make sure you tune in with us each and every Friday. Keep an eye out for live videos on Facebook because you may just be watching a pre-record. Up next on April 17th, we have Corners of Sanctuary. On April 24th, we have Neil Donnelly, he has a podcast. It's kind of on hiatus. It's called The Drunk Rock Show. It's very similar to this, except he gets really drunk and, there are escapades that go on. He also is currently doing, music reviews on YouTube where he gets drunk and reviews music. Then we have Dan Stonerook on May 1st, Unbroken Soul on May 15th, Meat Hook on May 22nd, Nox Emesis on the 29th, and the Shadow Event on June 5th. So once again, check us out at parockshow.com or go to buildthescene.com and listen to our radio station. And we're going to play some more of the best unsigned rock and metal that Pennsylvania has to offer. Even though we threw in some Scar from Outside the Borders a little earlier, make sure that you check out all of the bands that get played. And once we can get back outside of our houses, get out there and support some local music. Until then, watch those Facebook Lives. If they're looking for tips, give them some tips. And we'll see you next week.
Take it away. We'll be right back.
for too long. I'll be moving on before too long.